the heat of us right now probably fits in quite well to what this podcast is going to be all about.
Yeah.
We put the heating on for literally, I'd say, an hour, if less.
Yeah, because obviously it's now getting into colder seasons. It's good to trial out your heating, guys. Put it on for a little tester and make sure everything's working
before we get
into the cold seasons.
Because we were freezing.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god.
I'm flushed. I'm flustered.
We is pink.
It's not even the wine.
We are the colour of our wine.
Literally. But cheers.
Clink.
Do you know the meaning behind why they used to stare each other in the eyes and clink drinks?
Mm-mm.
Because back in the olden days, you used to clink drinks, and the idea was to do like a proper clink so that your drinks overspill into each other, and it was a way to see if someone had poisoned your drink or not. Because if you've poisoned their drink...
Oh, so you look them in the eye and you do that, and it's like, right, well, if you do it, I'm doing it.
Yeah, the drinks,
so we trust
you need
each
to
other.
Clink hard enough that
so
the
it
drinks
goes
slosh.
Spill. So if I poisoned you, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So you can be like, I don't trust you then, I'm not drinking that. I love facts! Oh my god, that's a great fact!
I heard that fact the other day, and I was like, Georgia needs to know this.
Actually, good facts.
Mm-hmm. But welcome back to Just About Adulting. You are
welcome
here with
back,
GM and Meg.
And together we are GM and Meg.
We'll get better at that, we promise.
We will.
Also, we've suddenly realised... throughout this, if you can hear creaking at all,
it's the chair.
We're really sorry,
and I'm fidgety.
Georgia's
I don't
very
sit
fidgety
still,
and she's been sat down for a while now,
and
so
I don't do well.
We're going back to Wales next week, so we were like, technically the week that you're hearing this,
yeah, true.
So we were like, we need to
get these, we need to get two in one done, so because when we are at home we will not be obviously filming.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to talk for all our girlies out there,
girlies, days and gays.
Girlies, gays and theys.
Mums, dads.
Maybe you should...
Partners, mums.
Yeah.
This one isn't for you, please.
This one is not for you.
Please save
feel
our dignity.
Feel free, to be fair. No shame.
And we're not going to be delving in and giving you the ins and outs.
Oh, gosh.
No. That's just for me and Georgie to talk about.
That's just the two of us.
But we have had a week. Specifically, today.
The week.
Anyone up, girls?
Girlies. Do you know what we're saying?
The week.
As we like to call
twirly
week.
If anyone's watching New Girl, we'll come downstairs in the morning and we'll go,
I'm feeling twirly. I get the dirty twirls. And it's actually really difficult because as in history, sorry, not to go all historical.
No, but we should.
Women have not spoken about things like this, and it's been kind of shame kind of thing, or it's embarrassing, or we should not talk about it, it's not ladylike, or them
this
stupid
is a private
stereotypes
personal matter.
Exactly,
it is so normal, and this should not be a taboo subject.
It should not, because it's in talking about it that you realize everything is normal, everything is fine, and that everyone's going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all been there, done that, got the t-shirt, maybe thrown away the t-shirt, but you know, been there, done that, got the t-shirt. So it is good to talk about certain things, especially on your week.
The week.
It's difficult. Uh-huh. And we don't...
I feel like we're known as... I mean, to be fair, not even you. I'm known as, to our friends, as being very dramatic. They ain't seen
what?
This one properly.
What?
No, they've not seen you properly. Because when you want to be, you're worse than me. This includes the week.
Oh.
The week is when Georgia takes the crown for being dramatic. Now, not all of our friends will see this because you do it here in this room where it's just me that sees it.
So I let it go. A lot of them do because I allow that to happen now, because I have found in talking about these things more, people connect a lot better and we all actually get along a lot better because it's another thing we can bond over.
There are things that we do as girls. Obviously, we're speaking about this from a girl's point of view. We don't know...
Just our perspective.
Yeah, this is our perspective. We don't know, guys, how you... You know, we can imagine, but we don't know how you would perceive your week. Or I feel for guys, it's like a month. It's like a reoccurring thing.
Yeah. People may also not have this week.
And
that
is, again... Because there are sometimes where the week for us can be one day.
Yeah.
Or the other month, George's week... went on for about 3 months.
I think it was a year. It was too long.
Because normally, obviously, we live together, and obviously, girls, you know what it's like. You sync up.
Yeah.
So we are very much in sync in every way possible because we live together and we have done for like for 4 or 5 years, if not more, on and off.
Yeah. But the thing is, how can you not be on your week when Henry Cavill exists? Do you know what I mean, though? Like, when there's people like Henry Cavill that exist, okay, when there's people like Niall Horan who exist, how can we go about our daily lives and just act like Joe Jonas?
I was just about to say.
How could we act normal?
I was just about
to say. How are we supposed to do daily tasks when there's people like that out there?
Please, Georgia, tell the listeners and viewers, what did we spend about an hour doing last night?
Joe Jonas compilations, essentially, of him singing
in concert.
In concert. And growling. Specifically, Joe Jonas growling.
What song was he singing?
I don't need... You know what? If you know what we're talking about, you will understand what I just did.
The vests.
It's changed because when you were kids, Joe Jonas was like, for you it was a Nick. For you it was a Nick. Me was always a Joe. But there's something else. There's something about them becoming men. And they were your childhood crushes. That when you were girls and young girls, you know, or young boys, you know, you got a crush on them. And it's like, oh, that's cute. Now, you understand the reasons for these crushes. And
you don't understand when you're younger.
No, you just go, oh, it's as if something like
a switch just flicked in your brain to be like, oh, that's why.
Something else altogether. You start to appreciate more things like arms. Arms and the hands. It becomes an issue then. It becomes an issue when
you're worse than me. I feel like I can switch it off quite easily.
Yeah.
And I'm great to, I can put the goggles on and be like, yeah, it's all cool, we're done.
I don't focus well.
No.
So if there is something on my brain and on my mind, I will not listen.
It takes a lot to get me distracted.
Niall Horan.
No, but even that. To just preface, as much as me and Georgia are very much, that's a big word, as much as me and G are very much different, there is some things that we differ in, and the way that we differ in massively is our type.
Yeah, big time.
I was Disney-fied.
Yes.
The Disney Channel original movie guy.
Yeah.
And it has followed me and haunted me through to this day.
Yeah. Yeah, I have odd tastes.
You have a variety.
I have a mix. I either want Henry Cavill, just because, and if you need me to explain why, then you should be
on this podcast.
Yeah, you shouldn't be listening. And then people like Nick from New Girl, Phil Dunphy from... Modern Family.
Sorry, I can't let you bypass. You've just mentioned Nick from New Girl.
Mm-hmm.
We're feeling twirly. We can't bypass the kiss.
Has anyone seen New Girl? If you have, you will know the kiss is the greatest kiss in the world.
There is no TV series or film that has gotten a kiss.
No.
Right, spoiler alert, so blah, 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 if you're watching it, but there is no kiss that beats the way that Nick kisses Jess in that hallway. The pull in.
I meant something like this.
Every time we replay it.
Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible. Oh, my God.
It is insane.
It's too good. That, and that dude is a mess, but he's hilarious. There's something about someone who make you laugh. It's the best thing in the world. It's so cool. And I love laughing.
You do.
I love laughing. It's my favourite thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you can laugh, it's so much fun. If you can make someone laugh, even better. But if someone can make me laugh, you're sorted. I'm sorted.
So we've got slightly different ways of flirting, I feel like. I don't even feel like it's obvious. So George's flirt... You will know. Say it. You are naturally a flirty person.
I'm just friendly.
You are naturally.
I got it from my mama.
You are naturally a flirty person. Not always, because I know you inside and out. I know when people are being dramatic, saying that you're flirting, because you're not.
Yeah.
You're a friendly person, but you can sometimes teeter over a little bit. However, if George is going to intentionally flirt with you, again, parents switch off. If George is going to intentionally flirt with you, she's very sexual.
Okay.
No. Not in that way, but it's in like, you've got the eye contact. You've got like, you've got the cheeky smirk. You've got the smile. You are like, so you true. Are engaging these people so in. True. Yeah, whereas if I'm going to flirt.
Meg is nasty. Meg is sarcastic. She is blunt. You will think she hates you.
Because I'm so scared of rejection.
You will think she hates your very bones. Like, it is so funny. Whereas I know that's not the case. And also, we all know when people, you know, we know. Oh, I hate him. It's like school ground. Like, push me down.
Right, that's too far.
But being mean, keep him at a distance.
Keep him mean, keep him keen.
Treat him mean, keep him
that's
keen.
That's
the thing. Is it, Meg? Okay. That's a life lesson for you guys.
I don't recommend it. I recommend being straight up and honest. I wouldn't recommend it. Honestly, the amount of hassle it caused me. I recommend just standing there and being like, I like you.
I like you.
What's the deal?
I like you. You like me.
But we are very different in that way, so it's very interesting and quite entertaining to watch each other.
I flirt more with people I don't like than people I do.
Me too.
I like you, this is how you'll know. I'm going to have a conversation with you, okay? You're going to be my big crush, okay?
Always.
Okay. Hey,
how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, to be honest. What have you been up to this week?
Oh, not too much. Just been at work. How about yourself?
Working, to be honest. But, you know. I did think the other day, though, I was like, you know when you have those dreams where, like, everything's real, but it's not? Weird.
Very strange. That is how you know Georgia likes you.
That's how I know. If I don't...
Oh, sorry, I'm just going to squeeze through. Georgia has this thing. Sorry, I've got to say it.
No way.
I've got to say it. It's the holding on the waist and moving past you, like when you were behind a bar or something and sliding past you from behind.
Why is that a thing?
No, for me, I don't like that. I don't like people touching
me. But again, it very much depends.
Yeah.
Who's doing it? If someone does it, you don't want that. It's like a...
Yeah. I've got a tolerance capacity or whatever you want to call it. Some days I'm fine, even like it can be not even someone I fancy, just normal. Some days anyone could touch me. Like George could be fine. Like right now is a good day. She can touch me. Some days I'm like I can't. My poor boyfriend. Some days I'm like I need to be on my own. Like I just need a barrier, and it literally makes my insides go. I just don't need to be touched. No. There was just some day where it's you.
I love contact.
Yeah.
I'm a hug person. Handshakes, get it gone. Hug straight away. Like, I'll sit there.
Yeah, you do. You're a very contact person.
Like, are you okay? Yeah. Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. That's what I prefer. I like that because I feel safe. Like, I think it's nice. So if someone makes contact...
Whereas I really have to feel comfortable with someone to give you contact. If someone comes towards me to give me a hug, and I wasn't prepared for that, it is the most awkward thing. it's painful to be in, and it's painful to watch. It's the only way to describe it. Me flirting, actually, when I first was trying to learn how to, was painful to watch.
It really was. It really, really was.
The evolution of Meg, we should call this.
It's just an interesting take. Like, but obviously, you don't know if you're the person doing the flirting or in the flirting, or if someone's flirting with you. You just don't know. It's hard to see, but your friend always sees.
I never knew I was good.
People around you always see.
I always knew I was bad.
I never knew I was so good. That's what I meant. I'm such a good flirter.
I always knew I was a horrific flirter.
But my thing is, I don't think that I'm a good flirter.
You're a great flirter.
Thank you. I just think I be. I be.
You be.
And I be
me. Sure, you ooze self-confidence.
Oh, you could say something else and I was going to be like, ooh. Don't say that.
No, you ooze self-confidence.
It's a terrible word. You ooze so, thank you. Which is crazy because that was never the case. When I was a kid, I was shy as anything. You ask my mum and dad, I was literally quiet, shy, everything. My sister was the polar opposite. She was nuts. Absolutely nuts. Like, you would have thought, this child is not okay. Like, I was quiet. I was like, get on with things. And I don't know at what point it all went wrong. But I just remember, I think I was year 8. And I realised, I was like, this sucks, man. I hate not saying what I'm thinking. I hate being all like that. And it's not fun because I have so much I want to say. And then it just switched. Like, a switch went off in my brain. Mm. And like, fake it till you make it couldn't be more real.
I was just about to say, you adapted fake it till you make it.
I was so shy. I was so uncomfortable in social situations. I would never ask for, ordering food. Oh, no, that's okay. No, thank you.
Don't with ordering food.
Like that, can I just, or asking for help in a shop? Absolutely not. Put my hand in my glass? No. Like, and it took a long time for me to just go, let me just pretend that I don't care. And I told people, and they're like, you're so good at doing that. Oh yeah, I just don't care. I did. Yeah. I really, really did. But now I don't.
See,
I actually don't.
I aspire to be like that. Like, when you were like ordering food at stuff. I'm getting there. However, I took a big step back the other day. I said the other day, it was like 3 weeks ago. Me and my partner went for a lovely like celebratory date sort of evening. Went to Miller and Carter. All lovely, all nice. I pre-planned in my brain what I was saying to this waitress. Also, I feel like
practicing.
I am practicing. I've got major, like, stress, anxiety, awful. Mm. Basically, I pre-planned what I was going to say. And also, having worked in hospitality, I was like, you don't want to be that annoying table. They're so going, you're overcompensating.
I don't know what I want. Yeah. That's annoying.
Now, she literally, actually, it's been two occasions in the past 2 months. One's been with you. And I literally laid out... I laid out what we wanted. Then she turns to me. Why not turn to the other person at the table? Turn to the man. Don't turn to me. And literally says, oh, it's a 3 for blah, blah, blah on the side. Want to go for it? I didn't understand your question. I thought she meant, because we had a side each, I thought she meant add one more.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, well, might as well then. It's, you know, it's essentially free. And we both wanted to try the mac and cheese anyway. No, she meant add another 3 sides. And rather than me then going,
sorry, I misunderstood.
Which he went to say. Yeah. He went to go, oh, no, it's all good. I was like, yeah, no problem. She was like, panicked to the point where I'm hiding the onion loaf in tissue paper in my bag because we were trying to hide the food because we felt awful that it was going to waste.
That's horrible, though. I hate those situations because I don't enjoy that. I don't enjoy someone taking my order. I don't, I panic that I'm going to say the wrong thing. But I know I can laugh.
Yeah.
And I don't get that embarrassed.
But bringing it back to, obviously, Twitter, we can all things like that. You are you are very assertive.
I'm quite confident.
You are quite confident in that. You're confident in that. And I love it. It's the whole fake it till you make it. I'm a wet wipe. I think I have a hidden side to me. But I panic. You've seen me trying, before. Obviously not now, but you've seen me trying to send messages. God, it takes a good, 20 minutes to compose a one-sentence message.
I remember helping you.
Always.
And being like, oh, you should send them like that. And you're going, oh, that's really good. Let's put that.
Just for past reference, if there are any fellow guys out there that are listening right now from the past, if you received a message from me...
That was me.
She knows all. Don't go hiding. Georgia knows all.
No, but look at the situations we're in. Where has that got us? Where has it got me? Because, well, as I'm very confident, I'm all talk.
You've got me my relationship,
I've got
I think.
Chat. I've got good chat. We can make up what we're making up. Delusions. Oh my God. Goodness. Right.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're not going to say that. We are.
Because we know... Or I know we ain't alone because I've brought this up now. Oh. We discussed this maybe a year or two ago. And when we did, I think that just took our friendship to another level. We became even better friends. When we discovered that we still do things that we used to do when we were younger, I say younger, like early teens, and we still do it now. You know, and I've spoken to other people, and again, talking about it makes it more normal, makes everyone realise they're in the same boat. And if you don't do this, you're lying. When you go to bed, or in the shower, or just chilling by yourself, or you're just on your own, just whatever.
You're bored.
We come up with scenarios.
Not just any scenarios. Boy scenarios.
Boy scenarios of situations that
and
have...
And it's of that person that you have a crush on
yeah,
at
you
that
crush,
time.
You crush at the time, whomever. I said whom.
Whom?
I hope you appreciate that. I think that was correct. Whoever? Whomever?
Don't know.
I'm going to go whom.
Whom?
Sounds fancier. Ooh.
Whom?
Whom? Whomever. And you put yourself as like, you know, oh, one day, like, I don't know. Try to think of an example one.
I would prefer to give an example that we have both had, and I'm not doing that. I'm not putting ourselves into that.
I can't even think of an example, but you know, you give it like you could create this entire story
in your head. You're going for you all went to school together.
Yeah.
And you're going for a reunion. You've not seen each other in 2 years, and you used to really fancy this person.
You had a massive crush on him,
but they never like sort of reciprocated anything back. You've gone to this reunion. And
you're looking amazing. You've had a glow up.
You're thriving in
life. You're successful. You know, you don't have to be here. You're choosing to be here. You're gracing them with your presence.
And then, like, this person is there.
Looking incredible.
Looking amazing. And you get back
to
chatting.
But you don't care. No. You don't care. It's fine.
And they approach you.
They approach you. And, you know, keep them wanting more. Keep them wanting more. And you've created your own little storyline. I still do this to this day. I will go to bed and think of a scenario that I want to dream about and go, fun times, let's go to bed.
So I feel like since being in a relationship, I still do it, but I do it less.
Yeah. But you've still, you've done it.
I have done it so many times.
Like, it's not, you don't stop. Ever, I don't think there's an age that stops, right?
Do you ever get to the point? And also, I think it's the fact that we are such creative people, like doing theatre and drama, that we're great at creating scenes and scenarios. And I do think, I don't know about you, there has been times where I have gone so far in the path of the scenario that when you see that person the next day and you're going, oh.
You have no idea what we did yesterday.
You have no idea.
I
wasn't going to word it quite like that, Georgia, but okay.
Okay, Megan, not like that. Taking it too far. See where your mind's at.
I know.
But you have no idea what situation.
You have no idea what you told me last night.
You have no idea. You confessed your undying love to me last night. And you're just going to stand there like nothing happened. No. I honestly, and it is such a weird thing that we do. I make up these scenarios. Same as I still pretend when I'm singing to my headphones, I pretend I'm having my own concert.
Always.
And I come up with my scenario. I'm in the mirror. I've got my microphone.
Here we go. You got a spare one there.
I've got my microphone, and I'm like,
the microphone.
It's my concert.
Hairbrush, a remote.
A hairbrush.
But the funniest thing, when you pause it and go back, no, I wasn't paying attention to that bit.
Yeah, you started. No, hang on. I know exactly what I want to think and pretend is happening at this moment.
And by the end of the song, you're in tears.
You've actually made yourself cry.
You brought up all past trauma.
And you just go, I'm just such a good actor. I'm so good. Like, if only that was filmed, do you know what I mean? Like, if only I could actually write that down and be like, yeah. Oh my God, if I was doing a music video, I could easily be in that music video. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be fine.
But I also think it's because we're on our own that we can bring that emotion.
But oh God, yeah. If it was
someone else, I often think, oh my God, imagine, like, for example, I'm not going to lie, 24 years of age, still do that sometimes now. Mm. Actually did it the other week. George always knows I've done it because the tables move back.
I come home from work and the coffee table's off to the side. Earpods are on the sofa,
but also,
and I'm like,
it's a great workout.
Meg's had a concert.
It's a great workout. But I often think, obviously this is here and it's put across and it's dark and I close those curtains, but I think if anyone's looking in right now.
Oh my God, I love doing that.
I'm like,
I hope you enjoy.
I hope people pay for that.
Yeah, enjoy. Yeah, I always get concerned with that because sometimes I do wander around with no bottoms on. I do get a bit concerned.
Well, I don't mean here.
Not completely bottomless, do you know what I mean?
I should hope not.
Got pants on. But I do think,
Oh, saying that, yes, I do. I was tanning earlier last week. There.
Right here. Right here.
Promise you somehow. Right. Speaking about singing and twirly week.
Right, now we
want to know, and please let us know whether you let us know on Instagram, whether you let us know on TikTok, or if you know us in person. We need to know, is this specifically a musical theatre thing, or is this just
everybody?
A, you know, blanket sheet, everyone.
Or is it just us?
Or is it just us? No, it can't be just us. It can't. Right.
My agents can't be wrong.
Holly Germans. Right. May we're going to talk from what obviously our sexual preference is, but it can be different for anyone. But for us, male musical theatre voices.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they have some sort of chokehold?
Yeah.
Is the only way to describe it.
There are just if we were going to
name a couple of names for a few. Jamie Moscato.
Jeremy Jordan.
Always.
Rob
Hutchin.
Hutchin.
Who was...
Aaron Tveit.
Yes. Who was in Phantom? Who was in Phantom?
John Robbins.
The list could probably go on.
Yeah. What's this? Thing he was in Love Never Dies, but in Abroad. I can't think of his name.
Luke McCall. Welsh.
That was a new one. He's Welsh. He is Welsh.
Again, then leading on from musical theatre performers, Joe freaking Jonas. Sometimes even Nick Jonas when he does certain things.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Or any random
George
person.
Ezra. That
George Ezra has listened to the man.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be scared, babe.
Yeah, Harry Styles at times.
Niall Horan, when he gets that growling in the guitar. I'm gone. Danny Jones from McFly, I played that to you last night.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they make us
Luke
feel...
Luke Combs.
Why do they make us feel a certain way?
What
is it about it that
like,
makes us go...
The thing is, sometimes it goes beyond the whole fangirling situation of... Oh, that's
we're not
celebrity.
Attracted to, I'd say, over 50% of the people we've just
yeah,
mentioned.
Yeah, like, I'm not going, oh my God, hello.
No, they open their
all
mouth.
I'd have to do is hear them, and all of a sudden, they're a 10.
And I'm going to...
They're my 10.
Like, in terms of, like, just to put that into perspective, I'm going to say this, I'm not going to name the person. They'll know who they are, because we've probably told them. But there is someone that we went to uni with, who, again, they don't swing this way. And that's fine.
Yeah. Oh, and we're friends with them.
And we're friends with them. Yes. Actually, we've not actually told them about this. We need to. Today, however, we had a song come on. Now, for the musical theatre kids out there, the song was... Oh, they'll know from this. The song was Lost in the Wilderness.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, this is such a good song. Now, there was a specific thing that this person does that literally...
We bonded
four,
over this.
Four
I remember.
Years later. Four
we
years
still
later.
Think about to yeah. this day. And if this song comes up, This is all we get. It's like a Roman Empire
yeah.
for
now,
this
now, the
song.
Normal thing is like...
what song was it?
Lost in the wilderness and where we are heading, boys. They do heading, boy. However, this person goes... In the wilderness and where we are heading, boys.
And the drop... Oh, what? And we've listened to about 10 versions today to see if this was anybody else who did this. And every single person was like, here we are heading, boys. And dropping up, boys.
And it wasn't given the same.
And then we had to go and find the video and find it.
Yeah, it's on YouTube
it
somewhere. And we went and watched it back. And
here
just kept replaying.
Heading, boys.
And here we are heading, boys.
And it's the way the drop happened.
Do guys have the same with girls' musical theatre voices?
I don't know.
We need to know. Let us know. Please let us know. Guys, do you have the same with girls' voices? Because the way we could sit here for hours on end, and we have friends that we are not attracted to, but there is one note singing one song, and we are stuck to for years later.
Do you remember when they did that? Do you remember when they sang it like that? Do you remember when they sang it like that? It's the same Jamie Moscato in Freeze Your Brain.
You're planning your future, Veronica Sawyer.
How he does that?
Who gave him the rights?
No one allowed that to happen. No one. And yet he did it. He had the nerve, the gall, the gumption.
Who do you think
to
he is?
Sit, to actually do that. That is not fair.
No.
But I'd love to know because obviously, again, your sexual preference is
of course,
your sexual preference. This is based on us.
You love who you love. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. And you know that they you don't have no say. Your heart decides. It's that simple, I'm afraid. Oh, you love who you I don't know how many
what is this?
Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, that
what do you mean, what is this?
That's why I kept singing. I couldn't figure out what it was.
Luke Jordan Gage.
That, yes.
When we watched Incredible. Bonnie and Clyde at the Arts, when like we watched it on my birthday, and when I tell you, ooh, I had bruises on my legs from the way Georgia was gripping onto me during Brains and All Hell.
Oh, my goodness. But this is what I mean. Like, if I hear a female's voice, and I'm going, that's incredible. Hmm. I'm going, that's incredible. But because, you know, I like the birds.
It
you hear that boy's voice, and I'm like, ooh. And it's not all. It's not all.
No.
It's very specific. But we seem to find the same ones.
Yeah.
We seem to find the same ones. And they are all different.
Look, there is no... That doesn't mean to say, if you don't hit the spot, you've still got a good voice.
We're not saying they're terrible singers.
And there are some people that they can sing all the songs, and we're like, yeah, that's not hitting it. But in one specific song, they've hit one note. I know we're thinking of the same person. They've hit one note, and we've literally both gone... And this one specific moment, actually, this person hit this note, and we've never before with this person's voice. We've been like, they've got a good singing voice.
Fair play, but it's never hit the spot.
But
there was a note, and we both just sort of
went. It's hit the spot, and we both, opposite ends of the room, went.
It was like a, and it was you, did you hear that? Did you hear
and
that?
And you know what was even worse? It was caught on camera.
And it was caught on camera, yeah. And we had to watch that back later on, and we're like, no
way. We were
like,
no. Because at this point, we hadn't really spoken to a lot of people about this. We just thought it was us two being
weird.
We
thought we were weird. However, we may still be.
No. We have spoken to a lot of gals that have said.
And they agree. I don't know if they go to the extent of doing what we do and sitting there for hours on end playing different male voices.
It might be bad at this point.
Listening to, you know, people sing Anthem.
If you don't go up in Anthem, I just don't speak to me.
That's it. It does. It's John Owen Jones.
My heart up, please.
My land's only borders lie around.
Has to be that trill.
My heart,
please.
I know it's difficult. I know it's super high.
But please,
just for us, just for when we sit there and scroll through the multiple.
Also, if anyone else
voices.
Now wants to do a cover of Lost in the Wilderness, go in and where we are heading, boys. We would massively appreciate it.
We would actually really appreciate that because, damn.
Because our poor friend is just on repeat. We're going to break the YouTube track at this point.
Views are going to head straight up.
We're definitely going to have to tell her about this before we...
just
because
so
anyone,
you know.
Because anyone we went to uni with, if
we'll
they're listening...
We're talking about.
Yeah, they'll know who we're talking about, and everyone's going to agree.
And he's so lovely.
He is honestly...
He's a gem.
He is the sweetest person ever.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't got a bad word to say about that person.
No.
They
lovely.
Are just...
And they got a smoking voice when they say, and here they are, heading boys.
But even the... In the wilderness. I wish you could play it.
What's the whoa bit?
We are lost. Whatever it is. Lost in the wilderness.
And where we are, heading boys.
How it drops down.
Yeah. Heading boys.
However, there was... Oh, no, I was going to say something. I don't think we can say that. It's too obvious.
What? Look at me. What?
There was one, actually, no, I'm not going to specify when, but the reason me and Georgia figured out that we both had this thing with a guy's voice was over one specific person. I'm not going to say who, I'm not going to say when it happened, because I feel it's too obvious if I say when we figured
it
out.
Yeah, it was a friend of ours.
It was a friend of ours.
And it was, they just happened to be singing a song.
Yeah.
We didn't really know the song that well.
No.
We'd never heard any versions of it, it's the only version we'd ever heard. And they just sang it, and... We just both didn't know what to do with ourselves. We just couldn't believe it. It was like a...
That specific song... That can do that.
That made me feel a type of way. That made me feel a type of way. And I don't like it because we're friends. I don't like it.
I'm not attracted to you in that way at all.
I love it.
And that was, and I think it took us a while to speak to each other about it.
because it was so embarrassing.
It was a taboo subject.
Yeah.
Like, people didn't speak about these things. Mm. And I think there was one time where this person was singing, and I think we both must have clocked eyes with each other. And again, it's the best friend instinct.
Like
we clocked eyes with each other, and we knew, you're thinking what I'm thinking. And later on, I had a debrief, and we were like, oh my god, yes,
I was just
saying,
It's that you can't explain that feeling of realizing that you're not on your own for mm-hmm. something, especially when it comes to things like that and your emotions and your hormones and your feelings, because you
we
start
can't
to think
help
you're a
our
weirdo.
Hormones.
You start to think you're strange.
Yeah.
You start to think you're weird, and that's not the place to be, because everyone is allowed to think and feel how they're thinking and feeling.
Yeah. And do you know what, though? Do you know what really infuriates me?
What?
We're talking about this and how, like, a male's voice can, like, be like, woof, I'm saying this as if I had loads of boyfriends. I've had 3, including the one I've got, and 3 of them have never been able to hold a tune. To me, that's actually pretty disgraceful.
Yeah, considering you had the whole Disney Channel, like, Megan looks like a Disney Channel
leading
gal. Brown hair, brown eyes, teeny, looks like the classic. And then there's the whole, they usually had blonde hair, blue eye boys. Sterling Knight.
Starstruck. Oh, sorry.
Starstruck. Camera flashing, cover the
hero. I'm a hero. Sterling Knight was my childhood crush alongside Niall Horan. So if you can imagine
that sort of thing. Meg,
if you
likes
have
boy charming.
Blonde, mousy brown hair and blue eyes.
A boyish charm.
And if you are very sarcastic and give me the banter and play hard to get, and if you're a little bit of a not very nice person, along with being nice.
I'm sensing some issues here, Meg. I'm sensing some issues here. There's so many different ways of that. Everyone has that. We all like to be like, oh no, don't want to be chased. We also want to do some chasing. That's okay. That's okay.
You
easy
are.
Now. Steady on.
I'm trying to think.
Steady
to,
on.
I'm trying to think how to word it. I think
carefully.
You're,
I would advise.
You're attracted to, not I'm gonna say danger.
Not that. Not attracted to danger.
No, not in that. But you're attracted
danger.
To like, if you like, not
like,
always. If you can't have something, you want it 10 times
really
more.
Annoying.
That's
it's
why
really
I say
annoying.
Danger in that way.
But
if you can't
have
something,
all been there when it's like. Like, your crush. I'm going to use Henry Cavill. That dude is about to be your dad. But
yeah.
I would abandon it all. Like, that dude is crazy. He's literally got a missus and he's about to be your dad. But that dude, he mm-hmm. couldn't be hotter. Because I know I'm never going to get Henry Cavill. I'm not there going, oh, maybe one day. I'm not actually that delusional. But I'm like, oh my God, Henry Cavill. That ain't going to happen. But it just makes it that much more juicy. Forbidden fruit.
You are fully, can't have it.
But oh, well, yeah, because if it's available, I don't really
but
want
no,
it.
No, but you don't take, don't really no, you don't it. Take it that far. But that's why you and a certain friend of ours get on so well. You often say, I don't even know how this friendship started. That's how. Because you are both the exact same. Yeah. If someone wants you, neither of you want them. Oh, but yeah. If you can't have someone, all right, one of you acts on it and one of you doesn't.
I like how you're saying if someone likes you. How often are we actually going to make this
no,
seem like this
no,
happens?
No, no, no,
this
no,
does
no.
not happen.
No, because it does. You just refuse to see it half of the time. You have so many guys that are so attracted to you, and rightfully so. No, you turn them away, and rightfully so, because they're not good enough for you.
Thank you.
But you're welcome. But you turn them away. Me, I don't even see it happening. You are just like, oh, no, thank you.
I'm like,
oh,
whoa,
no.
whoa.
If
what's,
something gets too real... What?
Oh, gosh,
you're
yeah.
like
I live in
bye.
Fantasy land. I like to make up my own scenarios. Thank
yeah.
you. Don't give me one.
No.
Don't give me the situation.
Don't put me in that
tell.
Situation.
I don't actually want to have that discussion.
No.
I do not want to have, like, you know, you make up those arguments in the shower and you think of all your sides of the thing and you say what you're going to say and you make up their side and you actually go, actually, listen to this. I'm happy to do that. I do not want to actually argue with you.
No. I hate confrontation.
Don't like confrontation. Don't like arguments. Don't like that sort of situation. Mm-mm. No. Henry Cavill
no.
never argues with me.
No.
Never.
Yeah, what, but why would he?
He's perfect.
Why would he? I had a life-size cut out of Niall Horan when I was younger.
Oh, lucky. I mean, not...
I bet if I scroll through my Facebook profile
I had a giant Justin
it.
Bieber one.
Did
not
you?
Not cut out, but it was life-size.
No, mine was a life-size
poster.
Cut out. Let me see if I can find it. See profile pictures? Yeah, here we go. It's got to be in here somewhere. Oh, God, who's that?
I don't even look at you.
That was third year, Meg. Who was your purple hair? When we were in uni, in first year, I went through a breakdown. This is why you're a bad influence. I went through a breakdown period. And I was like, I'm going to dye my hair purple. And Georgia was like, yeah, let's go buy the dye.
Yeah. Where was I going to go?
Bearing in mind, I'm brunette, hate dark hair, and have blonde highlights. So the purple was never going to work.
It's kind of cute, though.
It wasn't.
It was cute for a day.
For a day, and then we were like, oh, actually. And even you were like, that ain't a vibe.
Yeah, and I was like, it'll grow out.
It'll grow out. Dye it back.
Had to dye it black, I think.
We did have to dye it black.
Just to make it then...
There he is. You can see him in the background of this one.
Oh, he's just a baby.
Just a baby. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
See, that doesn't do it for me. I like brown eyes. Not to write it off, because you just don't know.
But you're always attracted to what you don't have.
I think so. That's why when we describe each other, or our types, it's each other.
Isn't it weird how we're... she doesn't like this, but she also knows it's kind of true. And you know it's true.
I don't think so.
No, because you've even... Don't act like this for the podcast, because you've even said when we're on our own, you were like, yeah, to be fair. Not in every element. Don't get me wrong. George is a better person.
But
my partner and Georgia are not too dissimilar.
Meg fancies me is what she's saying.
Always.
That's what she's saying.
They're not too dissimilar in personality. Don't get me wrong. You have a better personality.
Thank you.
You are nicer to me.
Yes, true.
Very true. Very true. No one will ever compare to you.
Absolutely.
100%. Yeah. But... Even he, like, we've been on FaceTime and he has said things and you have sat there and shot a look up to be like, that's literally what I've just said.
Yeah.
Or that's something I would do.
Or Meg will tell a story to me and I'll respond and she'll tell the same story to him and you'll respond in the same way.
It's the exact same way. Uh-huh. Exact same way. So I feel like our types, because we've always said as well that Georgia will end up with someone grumpy. I'm not grumpy, but compared to Georgia, I can have a switch. And if you push me to that point...
I don't have a sunny disposition.
Literally. But you know what I think it is? I think it's because I don't like confrontational arguments, so I push everything down. And it takes that one person that I'm comfortable with... We've never argued, but it takes that one person that I'm comfortable with for me to be like, can you not?
Yeah.
So that you and my boyfriend and my mum have it the worst.
Yeah. It's quite funny.
It is quite funny, but you just sit and laugh at me.
I love it.
Whereas...
I'd rather that.
Yeah. I feel like you're going to end up with someone grumpy. I've ended up with someone like you.
Grumpy and some, puss. The little grumpy puss.
Sometimes I'm literally like, right, I've gone away from... I've left Georgia here. I've gone down to see him. And it's like,
I haven't left Georgia. What's going on?
I haven't left Georgia.
Still with Georgia.
Haven't left Georgia. I would
exhausting.
Say he's not as... endearing and as nice as you.
Becca, like, what are you trying to do?
No, but he's not, and you can't lie about that. He has his moments.
No, you ain't lying.
He has his moments. He has a lot of moments.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
If you knew me and Georgia like 2 years ago and you haven't spoken to us since we've moved back, actually, if you haven't spoken to us in about a year,
The difference is crazy.
It's
such a good difference.
We're self-aware. Mm. We're not ashamed to admit things.
Yeah.
We've got guts.
And being able to talk about things, I think, has been the thing that changed everything.
Yeah.
It changed everything when we spoke about stuff that was difficult to speak about.
Yeah.
And actually ripping the band-aid off and going, actually, let's just get down to the nitty-gritty, because it's not like we've had an easy ride.
I was just about to
say. Because as friends, people think... People, they will argue, or people ain't always friends. Like, we weren't always best friends.
We've never argued. However, there was a point, I would say, in our friendship where it was a bit of a rough patch. And I wouldn't fully say it was fully our own fault.
No, things can get twisted. Things can get worded differently. And
let's just say I think this was our biggest life lesson, and this is, if you take anything from this podcast, please let it be this. This was the biggest life lesson of speak to that person.
Yeah, just speak
because
to
I think it was probably nearly a year later, maybe 6 months to a year later.
Yeah.
And we were at my house.
And I just remember being like,
now is the time to ask.
It's like, right, what if not now,
when?
Then when? And that's a thing to live by, if not now, then
but
when.
Also a big sign for us was, no matter what we were being told from the voices that maybe
wherever we were doing, we'd always just go back. We'd always have a good time together. Yeah. And that was always like the worst part about like any negative. And if you can imagine in any kind of friendship group, friendship like duo, friendship, like if there's tons of you, there's always going to be some back and forth.
Yeah.
Like there's always going to be, I've said some things about you. You've said some things about me. Like that has been the case, but that's because we've grown up together in these last few years. You can't go 8 years and it'd be perfect from start to finish. That's not going to happen. But being able to talk about it and moving past all of it and realizing there isn't a single thing that you have done or I have done that's going to stop me from carrying on, because what is there is too good to just go,
we had that conversation, that upset me too much,
actually. So
did you say this? I did say that. Did you say this?
I did say that.
Did you say this?
No.
Absolutely not. I didn't say that. And it was a massive revelation. I think that was actually the first step in us becoming who we are now.
Yeah.
And the whole thing of if we had just adapted that attitude back then of being like, oh, thank you for letting me know. I'm just going to go ask them, actually.
Yeah.
I think if we adapted that back then, I'm glad that we didn't, because obviously everything happens for a reason.
Again, we wouldn't be here now.
No, but it is that whole adaption of knowing if you have a problem with someone or if there is something that is bugging you about someone and you care about that person.
If you want that to be a thing, if you want that to work, you have to speak about it.
You have to. And if that friendship or that relationship is meant to be in your life and worth it, it'll be fine.
You will. And you'll do it.
Stop it, it's just, and again, it's the thing.
Just like you, you're just like me. We take responsibility. It just, you don't think the people you've got now are going to be the people you've got now sometimes. And that is hilarious.
There are some friendships that we have now that we think, I could have never guessed in a million years.
That was not in the cards.
That was definitely not in the cards.
What?
There's like, some people I'm glad for it, and some people that obviously I'm so glad for it, but I'm like, how did we get to this point?
Where did we go wrong?
Someone asked me the other day, one of our friends asked me the other day about you and a certain friendship, going, how did that happen? And I was like, no one knows.
Nobody knows.
But that is the whole thing of like your 20s and your teens and navigating through it, is having that patience and...
Yeah.
Just knowing that everything you're going through, it's okay. Someone has gone through it, or someone will be going through it eventually.
Yeah, that's quite deep.
Yeah, we've gone really deep.
It started off being like, I got the dirty twirls, and it just got so deep. Why? Why do you do? Is it the wine? Maybe it's the wine?
On that note, just gonna pause there a second. I need to pee.
She's a very big bladder. I've got a strong one. But here I will keep you entertained.
Hi, y'all. My name's Dolly, and this is my wine, and I'm gonna say, Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. She's also got, why'd you come in here looking like that, with your cowboy boots and your painted on jeans, all decked out like a cowgirl's dreams, why'd you come in here looking like that? If any of you know Dolly songs, but yeah, Meg smells.
When I say I've got the weakest bladder on this earth.
I really, really do be having it. But I feel like you're either one or the other. You either got the weakest bladder or you can last a long time. I can go up most of a night.
You really can. Oh no, I wake up like two or three times in the night.
But I don't, it's not that I don't drink anything. I drink loads of,
you drink
like,
more than me.
I drink loads of liquids in the day, and I will literally wake up in the morning, go to the toilet and come back from work at gone 11 o'clock at night. And pee for the second time that day.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Whether that's good for you, I don't know, but yeah.
My bladder is so... I dread to think when I'm pregnant.
Oh, God.
Every 2 seconds.
Oh, God.
Just give me a nappy at this point.
No. There's so many things that scare me about being pregnant.
Yeah, and the more I think about it, the more I'm like, oh, we can push that further on down the line.
Oh, yeah, let's wait a little bit longer.
Although, speaking about pregnancy, Georgia's going to be a really happy pregnancy person. You're going to see
pregnancy. I am.
What about me?
No, I don't want to be there.
I'm going
to
be an
absolute
cow. I'm going to have to be there,
but like, you know, because that's obligation. But I am, no.
I'm going to be a cow.
We should all hide and book holidays that for 9 months.
But the thing is,
Could you think you could do like a hibernation?
These things don't add up because in person, I'm such a people pleaser. I don't like to make anyone feel uncomfortable. I don't like to be horrible to anyone. But for some reason, we've all got this perception of me that when I'm pregnant, I'm going to take a CC from New Girl.
Let's talk about your patience.
I've got my patience has worn thinner and thinner over the years. I've been pushed around too much.
So now it's
that my patience is like this.
Just you'll go just go on holiday with Meg. It's hilarious. It is so funny. It is honestly one of the funniest things I've ever experienced in my life. It is hilarious.
I'm sorry. I've got no patience.
It's brilliant. And then just being like, it's okay, because blah, 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 blah. Yes, but yeah, but it's fine. You can't do anything. Yeah, I know. It's just... Wait, what? So that's why I think when you're pregnant...
Weddings, pregnancy,
I think I should be pregnant. I got mum bod already.
You're going to be glowing. You're going to be thriving in pregnancy.
Pregnancy. Can't get any bigger, Meg. They really can't.
I don't think they will.
They will, Megan.
Do you reckon?
We have to make room for the milks. I'm not like a cow.
Oh, bless you.
It does. Moo.
Right, I feel like we've really gone off on a tangent with this podcast.
We have. There's no way anyone lasted an hour listening to
this. If you have
this.
Lasted this long, what? Drop us a message.
Please do. Actually, maybe we should say something at the end to prove the point. Did you make it to the end? When I said...
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness, we haven't even touched on this.
What?
Georgia makes sex noises all the time.
No, I don't.
You do.
I don't know what it is. I must always just sound... it's because I'm always out of breath, man. I have to breathe. And when I do, I hold my breath for too long.
She goes...
And I'll realise I'm not breathing and I'll go... it'll just be like a... Oh. And the amount of times Meg's like, Georgia, why would you make that noise?
This specifically happened... I realise I've not looked at the camera the entire time. This specifically happened... hi, guys.
I'm going to look around.
Yeah, when Georgia came back one day and she's like, this whole week, she's like, there's like this sexual energy. People are very sexual towards me. Like, what's going on? And that evening we were sat here and Georgia just goes... And I went, whoa. I went, that's why.
You're drawing them in. I was like, you're breathing.
I was like... You're stringing them along.
So they're drawing me in with the breathing. I'm asthmatic. I need to breathe. And if that's what I sound like, then clearly I'm just putting a vibe out there. When really, I'm just not breathing.
And that's
and
all
I'm
about
struggling.
Twirly week, everyone.
And that's the twirly week.
And trust and believe, there is so much more we can say on that, but I think we save it for another episode.
I think that's how we've gone for an hour. I don't have a clue. No. I don't know what I've said.
Neither do
I dread to think.
I'm going
to
be editing this now, being like, oh, I hate us.
I don't think we need to edit anything. It's fine.
But anyway,
yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us for another episode. Again, any life stories, any adulting situations that you might have, please do send them in to us.
Because we want to laugh along with you.
Yeah.
At you.
Obviously,
and with
we'll
you.
Keep it all private. We'll keep it all
yeah,
personal.
Yeah, no names. No names.
No, no names.
We want to tell your stories too.
Yeah. Because it can't just be us.
You were not alone. Do-ba-da-ba-dum.
Lovely. But we are going to end it here for today. So
thank you so much.
Whether you're listening to this in the evening or the daytime, have a lovely day or night.
Yes.
We love you all.
Thank you very much. Take care. Have a good week.
Yeah, we'll see you all next week.
Goodbye. Goodbye.